Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Wednesday. Boy, there's a lot going on. A very nice Phillies win last night. We'll get to the performance by Ranger Suarez. He was excellent. 8 days until the NFL draft. Flyers eliminated last night, and we got ourselves a pretty big game tonight down in South Philly. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, this is for all those single individuals out there. Hey, make sure you check the dates on the stuff in your refrigerator. Like yesterday, I went and bought some food, right, and I had some ranch dressing. And I was getting ready to put the ranch on the salad, right? And it was a brand new bottle. Someone told me to look at the date. On the expiration?
Was it expired?
It's expired in January.
Woo!
And you know, the bad part about it, though, Joe, I had to think back, like, damn, how long have I had this? Because it was, you know, like, some of those expiration dates on stuff like that is, like, 6 months, year.
Yeah, they
sometimes.
Give you a pretty long runway with it.
And this was a brand new bottle that I had probably at least for 6 months, 6 to 8 months.
I think that says more about you than the ranch.
Yeah. I mean, it does, but I'm just saying, just make sure you check the expiration dates on those bottles.
All right.
Make a mistake.
I think that's great advice. A nice Daily Douglas stuff. Check your expiration dates in your fridge. Hopefully the expiration date on the Sixers is way longer than a couple of games here. Hugh, tonight's the night. Jimmy Butler's in town. The Heat are in town. And tonight is the night. I'm very excited for this game. I'm very excited for the Sixers to try to change the trajectory of what has been their postseason, you know, history. I mean, let's just be real about it. Their history has not been great. It's been high expectations, and it's happening again. You know, we've done this thing again, and Kyle's tried to warn us not to, and we haven't listened to him, that we've gotten ourselves excited here for the Sixers in the postseason, that something big could happen, something special could happen. And Hugh, as we get ready for this game tonight, I got to tell you, I am super excited, and I'm also super nervous. I am super nervous for this game for a couple of reasons. Number one, just the gravity of the game, right? The seventh
weight.
Seed compared to the eighth seed, it's enormous
big,
in the
big
Eastern
difference
Conference.
In who you're going to face.
Totally.
And to your point, the road to the playoffs, well, the road to the championship, I should say.
It's so different. It's so different. And look, I think the Knicks are formidable, but that, compared to the Celtics, it's not even close. So the Sixers would have win tonight, could get the Knicks, and they get a favorable path deep in the playoffs. The other element of this is Jimmy Butler, and the fact that it's the Miami Heat. It's one of the best coaches we've seen in the NBA in a very long time in Eric Spoelstra. Now, we have a really tremendous coach now, too, in Nick Nurse, but they have a great coach. They have one great player. They have a guy who always wants to stick it to the Sixers. I am excited for tonight, but I'm on pins and needles until 7 o'clock because I am so nervous until I see the Sixers win this basketball game. Hugh, what are you feeling as we are... What are we? That's quite about 9 hours from tip tonight down at Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah, that's math. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous. No trepidation, though. I feel like, and I know that a lot of people are probably not going to agree with me, but I just feel like this is Joel Embiid's time. I mean, he's going into the playoffs with something that he's never been before for a long time, I should say. He hasn't been this for a long time, and that's healthy. I think they've done a tremendous job. He could have played the other night. They didn't play him. I think he's done a tremendous job of getting healthy or getting back into playing shape, I should say, and getting ready for this moment. And I think the biggest thing going into this is everybody understands their role. Everybody understands the assignment now. And that's why I feel like the big fella is going to go out there and he's going to make his statement tonight.
Well, I hope he does. And certainly, look, if the Sixers play the way they have down the stretch of the season – they should win this basketball game tonight. They're better than the Miami Heat. They're 5.5-point favorites. Terry Rozier, who's been a pretty good part of the Miami Heat, he's out tonight. Their point guard. He's out for this game. So the Sixers have home court advantage. They have Joel Embiid. They have a coach that at least could match wits now with Eric Spoelstra and Nick Nurse. They have all that. But the Sixers don't have Jimmy Butler. That other team does. And, like, he's a guy that is, lives for these moments.
He's battle-tested. He's proven.
Well, their whole team is. They were in the NBA Finals last year.
Yes, they were. So, yes, they were, and they fell short. They got dragged.
It's kind of interesting to look at the difference in experience with these two teams. Obviously, Joel's been in the playoffs a lot now. Maxey is you know, had a couple years where he's gotten in the playoffs and has got his feet wet. Obviously, Kyle Lowry has been, you know, champion. But then there's some Sixers here that don't have much experience in this kind of spot. I mean, a guy like Buddy Hield. You know, Buddy Hield's never played in a playoff game. He's been in the league forever. He's never played in a game this big. So the experience factor goes to them. But it just keeps coming back to Jimmy Butler. I'm worried about this guy tonight. It's not just he's really good. He's really experienced. You know he's got extra little motivation to come here to Philadelphia and stick it to all of us. Jimmy Butler talking about coming here to Philadelphia playing this game.
You just got to go out there and compete. Play basketball the right way. And do something very difficult, which is to win on Philly's floor. But it's a time of the year where, you know, you're going to have to do that anyways if you want to win a championship. Get on the road or back against the wall a little bit, I guess. We get out of our comfort zone and then we really start making things happen. So I'm actually kind of glad that we're on the road.
He's kind of glad they're on the road here in Philadelphia. Well, they're going to have to guard him tonight, and Nick Nurse is going to have to come up with a game plan to figure this thing out. Here's Nick Nurse talking about his message for this team as the playoffs begin.
My message is this, is like we understand this is a really good team. We understand that when we go out there, we got to play, and we got to play our asses off, right? That's like, that's it, man. Go out there and play your asses off. Let the chips fall where they may.
That's it, Hugh. Chips fall where they may.
Yeah, this could potentially be a defining moment for Joel Embiid. And I know it's early in this series. The series is just starting. Well, it hasn't, for some people, it hasn't started. The play-in series is just like.
Is this the playoffs? What do you view? What's your view on that?
I look at it the same way we look at the play-in series in the March Madness. I look at it the same way. Yeah, these games count because I know a lot of people tend not to fill out their brackets until after the play-in games. Mm-hmm. But I feel that their game, especially for the simple fact that a lot of HBCUs, that's the way that they get into the playoff series. So I root for HBCU. So there's that.
Oh,
so
I think it's a playoff game. So this is a playoff game. I mean, my view is, I know people have like, oh, is this really the playoffs? Or until they get to the actual bracket starting on Saturdays, this Sunday, this weekend. Yeah, this is the playoffs. It's a huge game. It's the difference between, you know, going in as the seventh seed, playing the New York Knicks, and having a real chance to win that series. Or playing the Celtics. Guys, all the excitement of the Sixers over the last 3 weeks since Embiid came back and the way they've played, it either gets pushed so far forward tonight. Like, we could come in here tomorrow, and I'm telling you, we're going to have caller after caller saying this is the year if they win tonight. Because there's going to be a feeling like they've got the seven, they've got the path. Joel Embiid just won a big playoff game over Jimmy Butler. That's all out there. And I think that's part of why I'm nervous tonight, because I realize what's at stake for this year, for this playoff run, for Joel Embiid. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk about this. Tonight is the night. Confident, nervous, what are you feeling as Jimmy Butler comes in at 10? I probably would be a little bit, you know, I think they're going to win tonight. I'll say it that way. But I'd probably feel great if they were playing anybody else but
Jimmy Buckets. Because you know his history. You know what he's done. He did to his teammates and with the Timberwolves. And all this stuff.
Well, it's just what he's done with Miami.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a player, especially in the playoff. Playoff Jimmy is phenomenal. There's no question about that.
And Miami. I mean, Miami has been they've given the Sixers a ton of trouble over the years. They beat him a couple years ago in the second round. They went to the finals last year beating this. Miami's been through this game, you know, win or go home, must win game a lot. And I doubt they'll come out tonight and just stink up the joint. The Sixers, if they play the way they have the last couple weeks, they should win this basketball game. But I do have some nerves. Kyle, how are you feeling as we get ready for Sixers heat?
We're going to kick their ass,
there it
dude.
Is. There it is.
I am so tired of hearing about playoff Jimmy Butler. I refuse to be scared of a guy who goes by the name Jimmy. Like, can we get real about this? Let this dude drive to the net while the big fella who's good and healthy is standing there. It's not going to happen. The Sixers are better than the Heat. If Joel Embiid was healthy this whole season, the Sixers would be the 2 seed. They'd have the second best record in the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat belong in this game. The Sixers don't, and we're going to prove that. We are going to run that team off the floor. Bring on Jimmy Butler. Not scared.
Run him off the floor. 215-592. I don't know about that either.
Yeah.
His name's Jimmy Hugh.
I hear you. I mean,
was he Jimmy in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last year, beating the 1 seed? I think he was. Was he beat the team that we couldn't beat?
He's Jimmy tonight.
Yeah, he's Jimmy all the time.
Little Jimmy.
Remember when Brett Brown called him James? Yeah. He said, my name is literally Jimmy. That was pretty funny. 215-592-9494. Confident or nervous as we get set for tonight? There's so, I mean, you said it, Hugh. This is a legacy kind of moment for Joel Embiid.
It feels like it is. And that's crazy to say when you talk about how long he's been in the league and how many years he's been in the playoffs.
Well, when you don't accomplish anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's one of those things where you could do yourself a huge favor as far as your legacy is concerned to go out and play like we think that you can, especially that since you're healthy now. I mean, that's how I look at it. You're healthy. I mean, this is probably the healthiest you've ever been going into the playoffs. So a lot of people, which I think is fair, they're expecting a lot of big things from you. Your teammates are expecting a lot of big things from you. I go back to when he finally came back and how excited Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris, how excited those guys were about having a big fella back out there because they are a different team with him on the court. And he's the best player in the East Series right now. I know that's up for debate.
No,
he is the absolute best player in the East now.
Hugh, it doesn't matter. First of all, I'm not sure he is. Second,
he is.
But how come
I'll tell you.
We do this every year MVP. They don't win series?
I was told
the same thing last year.
I understand.
Best player against Celtics Sixers series is Joel Embiid. Well, guess what? Tatum was better.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not living in the past. I refuse to live in the past.
Are you positive tonight he outplays Butler?
Yes.
I'm not.
I'm positive.
I love that you are. I hope you're right on this. And I certainly he can. And night to night in the regular season, he usually does. But why doesn't he do in the postseason?
He has to because he's been banged up.
Oh, stop. He's not been hurt every single game. He has come up small.
He's taking a full version of himself.
Yeah, he hasn't been that.
He really hasn't.
So
you know that.
Hold on a second. So we're sure tonight he's going to get through 48 minutes feeling good? He was hobbling around last Friday night.
And that's why they held him out of the game the other Sunday.
I know.
Because it was a precaution. He could have played if we needed him to.
I'm sure he could have. You know what? Listen.
We need, like,
Joel can be great. He better show up tonight.
He better show up,
but there's also more than Joel. Like, tonight's about Joel and him showing that. You know, they have a lot of players on this team that have to knock down some shots. We can't expect. I don't want to see the floor tonight.
Kelly Oubre is going to come up.
You know, maybe it is Kelly Oubre. I'm just saying, like, they have a lot. They have two players on this team tonight. Could we fairly say, as a show, we expect about 60 points total out of Maxey and Embiid? Is that fair? I think that's
60 points. I think that's kind of low.
Low?
Yeah, for both of them.
Well, I mean, hold on. Yesterday, the Philly scored 6 runs a game.
No, so. I'm going to go ahead and just leave it like that. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I'm 60. Not going to make any more foolish bets like that. Yes, you're right. 60 points between the two of them. Yes.
60. Yes. So we got to get about 35 to 40 to 45 out of the other guys.
The collective.
Yeah, the collective, right? And you know what? Some of those guys you feel confident in. Some of them, they're toss-ups, right? Buddy Hield was traded here to help in a game like this. He's never played in a playoff game before. Your guy, Oubre, has played well down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be
extremely
big tonight. Well. Guy like Kyle Lowry, that's why they brought him here. He's an old man
now, but can he
knock down a couple big shots?
I would say, you say 30 from the rest of the guys?
40. I think you're going to need about 105 to win. 45 extra points.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. I think Oubre is good for I want to say 10 to 15.
I'll take that.
10 to 15. I'll give, who else do I have? I'll give Tobias.
You say the number. It's your number. You say the number.
Hey, it's on my spirit to say 4. I don't feel it.
4? No. It better be more than that.
Listen, you got me all nervous about these numbers. I was about to say 8. I was about to say 8 to 10. But
I think the Sixers are going to be.
I'll go with 8 to 10.
Look, tonight they're going to need the other guys. Joel's going to have to play his game and be a big part of this.
Max,
he's going to have to do his.
Kyle Lowry gives you 10 points tonight.
10
from you know what we're going to do?
Sure, I'll take that.
Here's going to make a bold declaration.
Because
we're talking about Jimmy Butler motivation coming into Philadelphia. What about Tobias Harris's motivation to show the Sixers
that they made,
the right choice, baby?
They made the right
20
choice.
Piece for Tobias tonight.
Oh, stop.
Hey, Kyle, I felt a little like I was hedging when I said 10.
You guys are out of your minds. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. Confident, nervous. What's the feeling tonight as Jimmy Butler comes to town and any hope we have? And look, I don't want to. The Sixers obviously could get in with a loss tonight. We know how this format works. But let's be real. Any hope we have of a Sixers playoff run, it's tonight. They have to win tonight. This isn't a knock them out, you lose, you go home kind of game. But it is. I mean, it is. I don't believe the Sixers will go from the 8th seed to the NBA Finals. From the 7, the way this is set up, they go on a big run. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all the Philly stuff. Incredible night last night for Andrew Suarez. Bryce and the Bats. finally wake up a little bit. Goodwin, we'll get to some Philly stuff. Obviously, Howie spoke yesterday. Let's start with the Sixers, though. You're feeling on tonight, confident, nervous. Where are you? Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy playoffs, fellas.
It is the playoffs, Chris. I know it's not. It's not just a play, and this is the playoffs. It's a big game.
It's the big stuff. Hey, I got to address something real quick, and then we're going to get right to the focal point of this here phone call. So, Mr. Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Bro, you brought a tear to my eye yesterday. When you start predicting with a lot of emotion and lack of facts, it was pure emotion that the Phillies are going to average 6 runs a game by the end of the year. I was like, that's my man. That's my brother. He's finally officially a midday guy. Yeah.
He said with a lot of emotion and a lack of facts. That sounds like our show.
Yeah, it does. A lot of emotion, a lack of knowledge, and a whole lot of nonsense. Middays, 10 to 2.
Yeah, proud moment. My total nonsense and emotion is finally starting to rub off. And of course, you know, Joe and Kyle got a big influence on that. Loved it, Hugh. Loved it. Very proud of you, my man.
Well, thank you.
Let me address also real quick that press conference yesterday. Something made me disgusted, and that was Nick Sirianni kept crawling up into Howie's lap and being his lapdog yesterday, kissing his tuchus. Dude, it was disgusting. Now, I got a message for Nick, though. Nick, by the way, not only did that look awful, but there's no room in that lap because Dr. Dope has been sitting there for years. So that spot's already taken. So you better find yourself something else.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the Howie press conference, especially the nonsense about Hassan Reddick. He got very defensive yesterday. We'll get to that. Very defensive.
He was in his feelings, Joe. He was in his feelings. Yeah. So hey, let's get to what's important here. All right. I got a prediction. I told Kyle this. Here's how confident I am. Mark it. Joel Embiid will have 40 plus points tonight, and not only will they win, but they'll win by 40 points tonight. All right? You know what? Let's go! You're ready! Sixers are going to walk into the Coliseum to do battle! The crowd will stand on its feet! This is the big fight! It's not a place for weak of heart! Put up your hands! Extinguish the heat! Let's go!
Now we're off and running. As Chris gets us started. So a 40-point spot for Joel is the prediction there. And a 40-point victory tonight over the Miami Heat. 40.
That's a lot.
Well, he's just taking your cue. I mean, just
I mean, listen.
Just making bold, outlandish predictions.
It's okay. I mean, because, you know, if these are the hills that we choose to die on, so be it. Let's just be bold. If we're going to go all the way, be bold about it.
I agree.
I'm okay with that. I am totally okay with that.
Well, I mean, I would certainly be okay with a Joel 40-point night tonight. Joel Embiid has one 40-point game in his playoff career. If he could do it again tonight, I'll say this. If Joel drops 40, the Sixers will win this basketball game. I don't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Expect the Heat to come in here and drop 120. So if the Sixers, if Joel has that kind of game, yeah, and you know, you called it a legacy game. It's interesting because it isn't the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not the second round, but it is a standalone kind of game, right? This is, we will remember this one tonight, I think, similar to how we remember game sevens of other series or game sixes or whatever, because the win tonight sets them up, and a loss, it's like, this. What was the point of the last few weeks of excitement?
I mean, especially when you talk about the momentum that they built up over the last, 8 weeks of the end of the season?
Well, I'd say three weeks.
Well, I'm saying, didn't they win 8 in a row?
But you said 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Eight weeks ago, they couldn't win a game.
In my bag. I'm thinking, I was in my football mode. 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah. eight games.
Hey, 8 weeks. Yeah, that's
It'd
what
be
I was
a long
thinking.
NBA yeah. season if there's
definitely,
one game
definitely.
A week.
But, you know, the last couple weeks. So, yeah, you're right. I think that momentum needs to carry through. It definitely needs to carry through. Not saying that they're going to go undefeated all the way to the finals, but to have this momentum and have the big fella back like they have him and he's fresh, and I think Coach Nurse is going to do a great job to keep him fresh. yes, they should have spanked the Heat tonight, in my opinion.
So hold on a second. So no one even thinks it's going to be a close game besides me?
I think it's going to be.
Woo!
I don't.
You guys are on something.
I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Joel Embiid's his star is going to shine brighter tonight. I really do.
Well, if he plays the way he's capable and the way we've seen him play at various points over the last couple of years, sure. I mean, the Sixers are certainly capable in one game to beat the Miami Heat by double digits. They're 5.5-point favorites. It's just I look at that coach and that player and their history, and I think this is going to be a very competitive game tonight, and I have nerves. I have nerves because of what's on the line. Sixers' history gives me nerves. Embiid's history gives me nerves. Butler's history gives me nerves. And what's on the line? Tonight isn't just a game. Like, game one of a playoff series, you get the nervous energy. But this isn't a series. We get one game here, and if it goes great, then great. We're playing the Knicks this weekend. Let's go. Let's go beat the Knicks and get to the Eastern Conference semis. This goes the other way tonight, and it's like, does anyone care about the game? When would the game be? Friday night against the Bulls or the Hawks? I mean, seriously. Will anyone care about that game? I wouldn't care at all.
No, not at all.
It would feel like such a consolation prize. That's why tonight is such a big deal and why I've got some nervous energy. 215-592-9494. It is game day. Sixers and the Miami Heat tonight. And it's not just a game. It's Jimmy Butler. It adds to all
your
of this.
Your nemesis. The nemesis. The guy who feel like, you know, he was slighted.
Well, the guy that they made a mistake.
Let him go.
Call for what it is.
It would have been nice to have Jimmy here, though. You know, I mean, he feels like Philadelphia.
Well, a lot of people felt that. I was wrong on it at the time. Hugh, I thought they were making the right choice. I didn't see this. I was wrong all those years ago on Jimmy Butler, and he made everyone look foolish because they chose Ben Simmons, they chose Tobias Harris, and it was a joke. And now Jimmy comes back tonight, and it's a huge one. 215-592-9494. What's your gut say? Gut feeling on this Wednesday morning, confident or nervous for the Sixers tonight? All your calls and that. Plus, we'll get to a great night, a tremendous night for Ranger Suarez, a complete game shutout. We'll react to the Phillies and this pitching staff, which continues to be as good as anybody in Major League Baseball. And a little countdown here as the Phillies put up 5 runs trying to march their way to 900 and something for Hugh's prediction. 215-592-9494, midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.